Classic Detective Stories, read by Edward Hardwick.
The Green Mamba by Edgar Wallace. The spirit of exploration has ruined more promising careers than drink, gambling, or the smiles of women. Generally speaking, the beaten tracks of life are the safest, and few men have adventured into the uncharted spaces in search of easy money who have not regarded the discovery of the old hard road whence they strayed as the greatest of their achievements. Mo Liskey held an assured position in his world, and one acquired by the strenuous and even violent exercise of his many qualities. He might have gone on until the end of the chapter, only he fell for an outside proposition, and moreover handicapped himself with a private feud, which had its beginning in an affair wholly remote from his normal operations. There was a Moorish grafter named El Rabut, who had made several visits to England, travelling by the banana boats which make the round trip from London River to Funchal Bay, Las Palmas, Tangier, and Oporto. He was a very ordinary yellow-faced Moor, pockmarked and undersized, and he spoke English, having in his youth fallen into the hands of a well-meaning American missionary. This man, Rabut, was useful to Mo because quite a lot of German drugs are shipped via Trieste to the Levant, and many a crate of oranges has been landed in the pool that had squeezed in their golden interiors little metal cylinders containing smuggled saccharin, heroin, cocaine, hydrochlorate, and divers other noxious materials.